Detective Fleming, I'm here with today's date is October 13, 2001, approximately 7:50 p.m. Okay. Just make sure I have this right. Avenue de la Flores.
Mm-hmm.
And your phone number.
Correct.
Okay. What I'd like you to do is just tell me what happened, what you saw, where you were at, and go from there.
I was in my bedroom. I was thinking about taking a shower, and I heard what I believe were four shots, gunfire.
Okay.
And I know what gunfire sounds like, so I ruled out fireworks. And so I beat feet right out to the front of my truck, which is on the driveway. And I saw about two, three officers at the front door of house, which is the corner house. Ordering this guy down. And several more officers showed up. And they were all ordering this guy down, and he seemed to be moving all over the place. I could never see the guy. I don't know where he was. I just heard a lot of officers ordering the guy down. And that happened, I don't know, maybe 2 minute period of time. Hard to say, you know, when that's happening.
Right.
And then I saw the officers running west on Flores.
Okay.
Towards Montgomery. And shortly thereafter, I heard the gunfire. Lots of gunfire.
Okay. Did you see anything?
More than one gun, in my opinion, but no, I couldn't see anything. I couldn't even see the officer shooting. I just clearly heard the gunfire.
Okay, then what happened?
Not much.
Okay.
Just, that was pretty much the end of that.
Okay. Where did that take place? Did you see the officer shooting, or did you just...
I did not see the officer shooting. I did not.
Okay.
It was out of my view.
Okay. So, let me make sure I have this right. You hear some gunfire here in your house.
Mm-hmm.
About what time was this?
No idea.
No idea.
No,
okay.
No clue.
You hear the gunfire, you run out to your driveway.
Mm-hmm.
Standing at your truck.
That's correct.
And what do you... from there?
I see the officers down in front of the house.
And how many officers?
I believe I saw three.
Okay.
I know I saw the one sickle cop because
okay.
He was wearing the helmet.
Right.
And then I saw two others, and then two others came in real fast in their cars and jumped out. So I know I was looking at five.
Okay.
But initially three, then up to five, and two, I think, went in the house, as best I could see.
I have a
perfect clear view of the door. I've not obstructed view of the door. And a couple went around the left side of the house with just a small side yard, and one was standing up on the gate. And they were just ordering the guy down. Again, I never saw the guy. I just heard them.
What were they saying?
Get down. Get down.
Okay.
Just simply get down.
Now, house.
Mm-hmm.
Which one is
he'd be the east house on the corner of Flores and Montgomery.
Okay. All right.
That one.
So he would be right here.
That's correct.
Okay. Police are through here, right?
That's correct.
You said there was one up on the fence somewhere?
On the gate between Yes.
Okay, and then where?
There was actually two up there.
Two?
There was two there. And there were three in front of the house.
Okay, so three out here.
In front door.
At the front door. You can see the front door.
I could see the front door quite clearly.
Could you see anyone near the front door?
I did not.
Okay.
I could only see officers.
Okay. And you hear him telling them to get down?
That's correct.
And then what happened?
From what I could tell, the guy ran out back down, just down west.
Okay.
And the cops followed him.
Did you ever see the guy?
I did not.
Okay, but you saw the officers follow
him? Oh, yeah. And they kept telling him the whole time to get down. Get down. Okay.
And then what happened?
Then I heard the gunfire.
Was it dark, or was it light out?
No, it was quite daylight.
Okay. And so, where did they end up?
I could not see them.
Okay.
I could not see the officers where the shooting took place. I have no clue where they went.
Okay. But you just know that they ran
west. Yeah, I saw them leave the house. I saw them from here.
Okay.
And from west, there. From the east house to running west.
Okay.
In a hurry. All of them.
Okay. And yelling, telling them to get down, then you heard a lot of gunfire, then what happened?
And then everything went pretty quiet.
Okay.
More vehicles showed up, and that was the end of that.
Okay. Had you heard anything prior to that happening?
No.
Okay, so why you were in your house? Nothing.
Nothing.
Okay.
Not a word.
Mm-hmm. All right.
There's so much street noise, it's kind of hard to hear, anything else.
Okay, normally it's a busy street.
Yeah, busy street. A lot of cars and stuff.
Yeah, cars, mm-hmm. Backfires, but that wasn't.
Okay. All right. And hey, ma'am, what is your name? And your date of birth? Okay. How about your driver's license number? Do you know?
Oh, I have to get it out.
Okay. Well, real quick before you get that,
okay.
Tell me where you were and what was going on.
Okay, I was over here. I was cleaning the bathroom, and
mm-hmm.
I heard the shots, and I was kind of wondering, what was that? And well, he went out right away, and I went out in a little while, and I saw what was happening. I saw the officers and the three officers in front of the house, and we can see they had their guns drawn, and then we saw a lot of other cars.
Oh, yeah, I didn't mention that.
Yeah.
Totally see their guns.
They had
drawn.
The guns drawn.
Okay.
And we were, kind of wondering, well, God, what is happening? And I think I remember seeing the guy come out, and I'm not really sure what happened. When all the other gunshots started, going off, I kind of ran back toward the house,
okay.
And I really didn't see anything.
I did
else.
See a sixth officer.
Okay.
Just dawned on me where I saw that.
Okay. Real quick, let me finish with her, and this way you guys aren't. I don't want your stories to be, I want what you saw than what,
uh-huh.
Or what she had saw. Did you hear anything at all?
I heard the gunshots, yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Did you hear anything else from maybe...
No, I didn't hear anything else.
Okay.
No.
Okay. Said you saw the sixth officer.
Yeah, it just dawned on me that although he didn't really seem to have much of an effect on anything, he had come up in his car to the middle of this intersection and took up a position in the street with his gun drawn. And shortly thereafter is when they were running across here.
Okay.
He didn't really ever move from the front of his car. He was just there. He came in and just parked, jumped out of his car and took up position, and that was the end of that.
Okay, so he would be over here?
Yeah, he was pretty close to the front of his car, not okay. behind. He wasn't behind the door, but
okay,
he had his gun clearly drawn and pointing at something.
Okay, now when all these officers went running,
what did he still stayed.
He stayed where he was?
He stayed. He took, held that position.
Okay. Is there anything else that, thinking back to what happened, that you could remember? Anything that might have stuck out?
Not yet. Nothing that comes to mind.
Okay. All right.
Something might pop into my head because it's all happening so quick, but... All right.
Okay. Now, while you were here, prior to it happening, you were watching television?
No, I just walked into the bedroom to take a shower.
He was working on the side yard the whole day.
I had actually taken my shirt off, and I was taking my shirt off, and it was boom, boom, boom. It's like, wow, that was weird, and ran out front.
Yeah.
I ran out front with my shirt still off.
Okay.
Had it been another 2 minutes, I'd have been in the shower.
All right.
Pretty weird.
Okay. I think that'll do for now. End of interview at approximately 8 p.m.